Topping our news this hour, a jury finds Stephen Blaylock guilty of murdering his wife, Lori. The verdict comes after less than 6 hours of deliberations. In order to convict on murder charges, all 12 jurors had to agree. Lori's body was never found, but Blaylock admitted to killing his wife and dumping her body in the Santiam River. He claims he killed her in self-defense, but jurors didn't believe that. Blaylock's sentencing is scheduled for next Thursday, November 17th. The DA's office will be requesting a sentence of life in prison. Lots of people are talking about the scandal unfolding at Penn State regarding the removal of the university's football coach and president. The firings are in relation to a former defensive coordinator charged with sexually abusing young boys at Penn State. There are concerns that Penn State officials knew about the abuse and turned a blind eye. COCC sociology professor Tom Berry says there are several angles to this story.
I think, you know, a lot of information is still being gathered, but so from the information that I've read and listened to so far, that, you know, the institution, you know, did provide some cover up. You know, they were trying to cover up the issue, minimize what happened, you know, 10 years ago or longer. It is different than, you know, a violation regarding recruiting or helping student athletes out in different ways that violate ethical principles and maybe guidelines from the NCAA. This is criminal sanctions and a criminal, the law's being broken.
The Penn State Board of Trustees fired longtime football coach Joe Paterno and Penn State President Graham Spanier effective immediately. Oregon State basketball coach Craig Robinson is reflecting on the scandal at Penn State. 1110 KBND's Mary Lose reports.
You just really feel for the families of the victims.
Coach Robinson puts himself in the place of the victims and their families first, then shares his reaction as a coach.
It is just absolutely disheartening to have heard that story the way it kind of evolved.
He says he also sees a change in the decision-making process in college sports in the future and thinks the focus will be from more of a moral standpoint. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Petitions were delivered to the Bend City Council today, fighting plans to move forward on an expensive surface water improvement project. Petitions with 1,000 signatures have been collected from residents who believe the city hasn't looked at all the alternatives. Former Mayor Alan Bruckner is one of those who signed the petition.
We're specifically asking for them to take a time out, restudy this from an objective standpoint, consider some of the alternatives. They want to save the surface water project, and I do too, but you don't have to spend $70 million to do it. You can just put it in on hold while you study these other factors that we feel have not been addressed.
Several other former Bend mayors support the petition movement, including Bruce Abernathy, Terry Blackwell, and Ruth Burley. The city of Bend has received approval for $18 million in state grants and low-interest loans to pay for this surface water improvement project. $17 million of the funds will be in low-interest loans, and a little under $1 million is a grant for the hydroelectric facility. The project's manager, Heidi Lansdowne, says the funding will help with the project's $70 million price tag.
Basically, $18 million out of the $70 is taken care of. Of course, it's, you know, the majority of it is loans, and that's, you know, we would be financing this through some type of loan anyway. It just gets this much of the loan secured through the State of Oregon program that's set up for these kinds of projects. And
the surface water improvement project will upgrade the aging Bridge Creek water supply system, which supplies half the groundwater for the Bend area. And a Bend man who is the only Medal of Honor recipient in Oregon is taking his message into the local schools. As part of Veterans Awareness Week, Robert D. Maxwell talked about his life with students at Pilot Butte today. Dick Tobiasen, a local veteran spokesman, was a guest on KBND's Your Town and says students get a lot out of hearing Maxwell's motivating story.
He's a pretty good speaker.
He's a very good speaker. He has given countless speeches all over the United States. He has three or four basic themes. One is make sure you finish your education, because Bob dropped out of school in seventh grade. Kansas in the Dust Bowl days, he had to work on the ranch, and he's always regretted not finishing school. After the war, he used the GI Bill, got his GED, and then we got him a proper diploma from Bend Senior High School here this year.
Tobiasen says there are about 20,000 veterans in Central Oregon, and he says a Veterans Day parade in Bend is one of the largest in the state and is expected to last about an hour and 15 minutes. It starts at 11 o'clock at the Heroes Memorial Bridge on Newport tomorrow morning. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.